Yesterday my hand
swelled.
And what's the stuff in a blister that comes out?
Well, water.
And have you ever heard that, have you ever heard like of a certain time to open a blister?
No.
I mean, do you know when is the best time?
To
drain a blister.
I thought it was best to let them alone and not drain them at all now. We used to certainly pop them all when I was a little girl, but I don't recall. I guess it would maybe be like after a bath or something when it was, there'd be more water in there. I don't know.
That's why it was the best time, because there was more water in there?
I never heard of anybody saying it. There was one time better than another. I would say the best time was when you had a Band-Aid there to put on it. I'm sorry, I don't know that.
Well, if there was a war and a bullet went through somebody's arm, you'd say that he had a what?
A wound.
And if there was a kind of skinless growth around the wound, you know, it had to be burned out, you know, so white granular substance around the edge of it, you know, had to be cut or burned out or something. You'd say, have you ever heard of something that called something? Some kind of flesh?
Oh, proud flesh. Proud flesh.
And do you ever keep something in your medicine chest that, you know, put on a cut or something? You know, a little skull and crossbones on the bottom?
Iodine.
And what do they used to take for malaria? Little white capsules?
Oh, a quinine.
And if a man was shot and he didn't recover, you'd say that he
died.
Any other way of saying that?
Passed. Passed on.
And would you use those at different times?
Well, I was brought up always to say die or died. Many people, and I think older ones, say they passed away or passed on or just passed. The niggers say passed. But I don't think of anything else. I've always said died.
Well, what if that was somebody that everybody was sort of glad to see good? Like, say, well, that old skin flint finally...
Has gone to meet his maker.
Is that what you say?
Well, might.
And, I mean, to put it crudely or something?
Yeah, that would be a slangy thing. Even if it was an old skin flint, they can't do more than die.
Well, what's the place where people are buried?
Cemetery.
You ever hear that call anything
else? Yes, burial ground, graveyard.
Are those the same, all those? Or you think of a graveyard as one thing and a cemetery as another?
Well, graveyard maybe at midnight, but I always say cemetery.
What's the box people are buried in? Portable box?
Well, coffin or casket.
Is one of those words older than the other? Have you ever heard any other things?
Oh, I would think coffin is a much older word than casket.
And what about you say that the service at the cemetery, you call that a what? His?
Funeral.
And what about the people dressed in black? You'd say they were in
mourning.
What about somebody just lost it? You know, the people just was fainted and cried and screamed. That kind of person, you'd say, was, you know what? If a woman lost
carried it, away.
And
you still see that at nigger funerals here very often. I have seen, oh, not more than two, I'd say, white funerals where there was any big demonstration like that at all. But it's it just seems to really be an expected part of a Negro funeral, and we do go to those that are, you know, have been good friends or associates at work or something, and I've seen many red silk petticoats where the women, you know, have just fallen out.
Well, that's interesting, it really is. And you said those people were just carried away?